Hello everyone, welcome again to Heart. The Lord our God is mightily moving by the Holy Spirit. Much to say. The Lord has so much to say, so many wonderful things to speak to us in our heart. He can do mighty things through those who trust Him, those who know Him, those who receive His words. There's so many things, as I think back on the way I was taught in church when I first started out, and comparing it to the things the Lord has shown me over time, I see where people are doing the best they can with what they have to work with. And these are honorable people. And they're fighting. This is what's happening. They're calling people to life that's interested in a dark world. The Lord is helping them as much as they'll let Him. And as much as they'll believe Him, because the Lord works by faith. He works with faith. And that's the part that of our lives that He can do miracles with. He can take our acts of faith, our kindness, our love, which is of faith, and do great things. And the Lord is so resourceful, He can do so much with a small amount. And while we're trying to call people to life that's interested in darkness, and sometimes captive, they've been made captive by their darkness. Some people want out of sin. They just don't know how to, they don't believe they can do it. They can't see themselves in a better condition. They feel trapped with no hope. So it takes a person that's anointed to break all that barrier, break their bonds, and show them that they do have hope in Christ. And we can do all things through Christ who strengthens us. And then they can use their faith. If they're going to get out of their web, they're going to have to do it by faith. They're going to have to believe God and take Him at His word and get out of it. And the Lord knows this. I know it. I've been taught it. And while we're trying to get people to come to life that's interested in darkness or trapped by darkness or both, then the devil's out there trying to stir up trouble, plotting against us, working against the things of God, working against people who love God, working against the things of God, trying to keep people in satanic captivity, which is the world system. So the enemy does this by lies and illusion. Lies and illusion. And he has a strategy. And if you want to know his strategy, you got to take a closer look at the book of Job. First, he used disaster. Systematic disaster. One thing after another went wrong. And he was trying to destroy Job by getting him in rebellion against God and hatred all at once. That's why all those things happened repeatedly. He got one bad report after another. Satan knew how fast his servants could run and get to him. And he timed each thing to where when one man got to him and gave him bad advice, before he could finish, another one was giving him terrible news. And then another one came with his terrible news. And the last one, his children died. And then he accused God being behind it. And Job wouldn't curse God to his face. He knew his God. And Job only knew in part. And that was an evaluation. There was no man like him. There was no man on earth that feared God and shunned evil more than Job. And Bible scholars never figured out who Job is. Job is Issachar's third son, which means that Jacob was his grandfather. So Job feared God and shunned evil even more than Jacob. He was evaluated by God and also by Satan. The Lord said, "Did you consider my servant Job, that there's none like him that fears God and shuns evil?" And then the enemy replied, "Well, you've hedged him about." So the enemy knew that Job was dedicated too. So that plan didn't work. Then God said, "Well, he still didn't curse me to my face." So, paraphrasing, Satan said, "Skin for skin, if you touch his flesh and his bone, he'll curse you to your face." And the Lord said, "Save his life." And he smote Job with sore boils all over his body. He took a piece of glass, a piece of posture, a broken piece of a pot, something that was sharp, to scrape it so the pus could come out to give him some kind of relief. And when his friends got to him, it took them a long time to travel to get to him, and they heard the bad news. His best friends, his true friends, came to see about him. And he didn't even look like a man anymore. He was so miserable. His body was so afflicted by Satan. And, you know, there are two people and the earth itself that didn't look like what God made. The first was the earth. It was standing in and out of water. It was judged. It was destroyed. And the Holy Spirit, the Father said, "Let there be light." And you could see how the disaster that it was. And then Job, he didn't even look like a man. And then Jesus on the cross didn't look like a man. They were all disfigured. Now, Job represents the best of the best. And Satan could not get him to curse God and die. But his plan wasn't over with his body. His wonderful friends that came, the enemy used, you know, Job was young, much younger than they were. They were older. Job was a very wise man, and he gravitated to the wisdom of God. And you know, sincerity attracts sincerity. People that love wisdom, they attract people who love wisdom. And these three men love wisdom, so they attracted Job. And I'm sure, you know, if you think about it, Job probably learned a lot of life lessons from them. And pain hurts. But one thing that'll comfort anybody is when people believe in them, that they look up to. And they were accusing Job of some secret sin. They were accusing him of being false towards God. And they were trying to urge him to repent. And his grief was so bad, they just sat there with him for a whole week without saying anything. And then they began to talk. I think Job broke the silence. You'll have to read it for yourself. Because in chapter 3, he said, "The things I greatly feared has come upon me." So fear opens the door for Satan. And Satan didn't realize that he had fear. Satan's not perfect. He's not like God. He's not perfect. He can't judge everything that God can. He's greatly outclassed. He's more like a smart man than he's not like God. He was an angel, and men were made a little lower than the angels. And angels were made, they saw God face to face. If they deviate from the wisdom of God, they become demons. If they reject the life of God, like Satan was trying to get Job to do, they automatically become demons. They got in sin. But If you come to God out of darkness, which is a trap, sin is a trap, death is a trap. If you reject all that and come to the light, you don't want what's wrong. And you'll never go back to it. Now John put it this way, and preachers always sugarcoat it. And you can't. He said, those that do good are of light. Those that do bad are of darkness. Because those that are of God, they don't sin. And that's what the word said. That's what it meant. They don't choose sin as a way of life. They reject it. They embrace life and they reject darkness. They embrace light and they reject all darkness, all of it. Now, starting out, they'll make mistakes just like a baby trying to walk. But as they learn better, they do better. With the wisdom they have, they do faithful. They're faithful. They operate according to the love of God, and they don't deviate from it. Then I learned this. You can't be neutral about sin. You have to reject it. If you receive life and you love the way of life, you have to love the way of life to reject the way of darkness. Now, if the enemy has to tempt you, that meant you didn't want it in the first place. The enemy was trying to tempt me. I was not going out to sin. I didn't wake up in the morning and say, I got this plot I'm going to do. It wasn't like that. Satan was trying to tempt me to get me off focus. And I began to feel weak. I began to feel unpredictable. So I cried out to the Lord. I said, Lord, I don't like this. This ain't for me. I want you to teach me how to kill this problem. Now, that was a, you know, eventually I prayed that way, but first I didn't even, the concept of killing the problem wasn't even in my thought process because I never heard anybody say anything like that. And the people, the ministers I was around and the church, you know, people that I was around, they felt like that was just normal and you just have to deal with it. But I don't like that. I don't want any form of sin in the back of my mind. I don't want any form of temptation in the back of my mind. I want to be totally against it because that's what God said. And I learned, you know, you learn more as you go. You'll always see beautiful things. That's not going to stop happening. There are beautiful people out there. There are beautiful things people make. You're going to always want something. But it doesn't have to trap you. You don't have to be consumed with it. You can be in love with God and in love with His way of life and be content. Now Paul said, righteousness with contentment is great gain. A person that can't be content, they're wild. They become very wild in life. And they can't be satisfied and you can't control it. If a person become greedy and they can't control it, they're going to do disasters. They're going to destroy the relationships that they have, good relationships. You can't control sin. People that get into sex problems, you can't control it. It's consuming you, and you're depending on something to satisfy you from the outside. When the love of God is in you on the inside, you can have righteousness and contentment and have a party going on in your heart. You don't need props and crutches to live. You don't need others to be content and to have joy and peace. And the Lord knew this. He knew what sin would do. It will consume you. It will destroy you. When the Lord told them to go and eat as much manna as they want, get enough for a day, And then the next day there's going to be manna out there. Get enough. You can get what you want that day. Well, some people, they hard-headed. They greedy. They got a bunch of it. They didn't trust God that there would be some more the next day. And the bread worms and stink. Now that's that, you know, the Lord was showing you being greedy, lustful. You can't satisfy lust. That's an illusion. And if you depend on it, if you try it, it will consume you. It's like getting bit. It's like getting hurt. It's like getting bitten by a poisonous spider. You're not going to be the same anymore. You have to reject sin. You know, the spider, when he bite the bug, he is paralyzed. It can't move. It can't go anywhere on its own. And then he wrap him up. Well, sin does the same thing. Now, we're learning what life is through Jesus Christ as we follow him. And we're trying to get others to live, to show them the way of life, the way of hope, the way of joy. Only through Christ. There's nobody else, there's nothing in the world that can compare to it. There's no religion, there's nothing. All of it is a wide road path to death and destruction. Every religion and every persuasion of man that's anti-Christ is death. And there are people trapped by it. The Muslim trap, the Hindu trap, the Buddhist trap, they're traps. Atheist trap, agnostic trap, the false grace trap, all of it is evil. When you take, I'm in the grace of God, I don't have to repent. I can do what I want. Jesus saved me. You can't sin. If you sin, you're rejecting God. Sin is antichrist, just like the antichrist is antichrist. And people that love sin, they're going to get trapped. People that love the light, they're going to live. Now, some people, they will love God, but they're trapped. And if they don't use their faith, they're going to stay trapped. If they don't come to the point where they believe on Jesus Christ and get out of it with their faith, if they don't get out of this world by their faith, they're going to remain trapped. And God can't even help them. Now, it's obvious. The name of Jesus, a child asked their mother, is Jesus a bad word? Because people act like Jesus is a bad word. Jesus is what scares Satan to the core. He's afraid of you believing on Jesus because you'll expose him for the lie that he is. You destroy all of his illusion. Just like the Wizard of Oz. He was using trickery to make people think he was powerful and he was nothing but a man in a recording studio. And once he got exposed, there was nothing he could do about it. He couldn't go back to being powerful again. All of Satan's operations is nothing but an illusion. And everything that's not of God, everything that's antichrist is a trap. Jesus is the way out of the world system. Some people don't want out yet. And they get mad at you for telling them about Jesus because they don't like Jesus and they don't like God either. And they don't want to do his word. So now it's time to go forward and not backwards. Now it's time to take the Lord at his word. Seek the Lord through life. Believe him. Take him at his word. Do what's right. And if you can do that, my friend, you can live as long as you want to live. Because God loves you. He loves us. And he will take us forward and not backwards. God loves us so much. And we're trying to get other people interested in life. And Satan's trying to destroy us and slander us and slander God and slander Jesus. The Holy Spirit's going to guide us. We're not outclassed. Satan is. Even though we're learning fractions of the ways of God, God can do a lot with a small amount. The faith you have, he can anoint you there. What you know and what he's helped you to see, he can help you expose a portion of his will. See, what we do, at our best ability, that's just a fraction of the life of God. And the church has won. We have overcome many obstacles. This country had slavery, and it overcame slavery. It overcame forced labor. They tried to do it another way with credit cards. But at least you're getting something out of it in the beginning anyway. But it's still slavery. But anyway, the country has overcome all forms of obstacles. There were Muslim pirates in the 14 and 1500s that were taking Christian people as slaves. That's how slavery got started. People don't know that. Muslims were after Christians and they sold them in slavery. And unregenerated men thought it was all right. And then Christians rose up and worked against it. The abolitionists in the North and South, and the prayers of the people, the prayers of the slaves that got saved. And you know, it's hard to change culture, but we overcame. People on both sides of slavery prayed against the slaves and people that were not slaves. And they prayed against it, and the Lord delivered. We overcame by the blood of the Lamb and the word of our testimony with fractions of knowledge of God. So stay in the love of God. Be true to him. You don't have to know everything, but you're always growing and learning. And the Lord will use your growth and your learning to help many others. Because he loves us. His love is true. Now I'm out of time, but the Lord is not. He'll continue to mightily move in your life. Till next time, remember, I love you. God truly loves you, and Jesus is our Lord.